It's time to make it count. We give professionals the knowledge, mindset, and habits to win at work and at home. I'm Freddie Bennett, Guinness World Record holder, business owner, adventurer, and author, giving you the tools to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed. The clock is ticking, so let's go and make it count. Welcome to the Professional Superheroes mini-series of Make It Count. I'm Freddie Bennett, and this episode is all about getting you unstuck when it comes to achieving your goals in your career, in your business, and in your life. Now, when I was going through my career and in the early days of my business, I was always getting stuck. And what really upset me was I thought if I worked harder and worked harder that I would get myself unstuck. But it's a bit like being stuck in career quicksand, when the more I struggled, the harder I tried to escape, the more stuck I became. How did this affect me? Well, I always felt burnt out. I was always overwhelmed. I was always short on capacity. I had this ever-growing to-do list that never got done. I was so busy trying to get myself out of this hole that I didn't have any time to enjoy my life. I was working minimum 12 hours a day, if not 18 hours a day, from sunrise to sunset. I could never switch off. I was never present with my family. I'd be lying in bed, then I'd have to jump out of bed in the middle of the night and say, oh, I just need to go and send this quick email. I always felt like this hamster on the wheel. I was literally like Freddy the hamster, constantly spinning my wheels, constantly running in circles, trying to make progress, but never getting anywhere. How this also showed up for me was I was always saying yes to jobs or projects or clients that weren't actually part of my plan. They weren't helping me get to where I wanted to get to, but I still said yes to them, even though my mind was yelling no. And this meant that I was always fearing moving forwards. I was wasting hours a day avoiding tasks, knowing that I should be doing something, but then I was always dragging it out until I was forced to work even later into the night to avoid hitting a deadline. Now, I tried everything to get unstuck. I wanted to achieve these goals that I had in my mind, so I thought if I had one more book, one more podcast, one more coach, one more webinar, one more special tool, then maybe I would get unstuck. But it didn't work. So I was stuck in this loop of procrastination, never getting anything done. I was so focused on trying to move forward that I was neglecting the most important relationships in my life. I was comparing myself to other people. I was comparing my business to their business or my career to their career and thinking, how come they're just moving forward with such pace and such energy and I'm just here stuck in the mud? It was like I wasn't even stuck in the mud. I was stuck being sucked into this black hole of procrastination, never been able to escape its gravitational pull and achieve what I wanted to achieve. So this always meant I was making these sacrifices. I was making so many sacrifices that I started to doubt myself. I became indecisive. I was always second guessing my decisions. I was always second guessing my value and even myself. That meant I was always feeling confused, always overthinking, always trapped by this self-doubt. And I didn't know how to get unstuck. And I thought, enough of this. I'm bored of being stuck. I'm bored of following advice that doesn't really help move me forward. I wanted to be like a rocket, moving forward at pace in one bold, brave direction towards achieving my goals. And that is when I started to create the concept of rocket ship leadership. And this is the concept that I'm going to be teaching you today. This is the kind of thing that we go a mile deep on within the Professional Superheroes Mastermind. And I'm just going to give you a little taster today. But once you learn this concept of rocket ship leadership, it's really going to help you get unstuck when it comes to achieving your goals. So when it comes to rocket ship leadership, there are some rules of the rocket ship. Firstly, it's not about where you're going. It's not actually about how you're going to get to your goal. It's about the position that you're coming from. Now, the position that we're coming from, call it the angle of attack, call it the trajectory, but this is all about operating from an inner stance. Whenever we're trying to achieve a goal, we take a certain stance towards that goal, and it is that stance that determines the actions that we take to try and achieve that goal. Now, we can choose the stance that we take at any particular moment. So if you're trying to achieve a goal and you're not pleased with the results that you're getting, you can change your stance. You can attack that goal from a different position. You can come at it from another angle. If we can choose the right inner stance, then this allows us to live our lives with velocity and with power. We're more focused, we're more direct, we don't get distracted, and we just take that action towards our goal. Now, we can all operate from this stance. We've all had those days where you know what you want to achieve and you're like, pow, 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 just getting things done, ticking things off the list, just ripping off the post-its because you're like, yes, I'm on a mission. I'm getting this done. But there are also many times when it feels like the opposite, when it feels like we're stuck and we're bogged down and we're not moving forwards. And this is all down to the stance that we take. Now, here's why stances are so important. Because we think that knowledge alone will get us the results that we want. We think that if I get enough information, then I'll achieve the goal. But we all know it isn't just information. It isn't just knowledge that helps us achieve our goal. It is the stance that we take that will determine how successful we are, because this determines how we implement the knowledge and the information that we obtain. Yes, that is the power word, implementation. I say this on so many different podcasts. I don't care how many books you've read, how many podcasts you've listened to, apart from Make It Count, obviously. You need to listen to all of those. But how many webinars you've been to, and you could have a whole library full of knowledge inside your mind. But if you don't implement it correctly, then you will never achieve the goals that you want to achieve in the way that you want to achieve them. Now, when we are approaching our goals, we can take one of three stances. Now, I'm going to explain these three stances to you. It's important to say this isn't about labeling ourselves. This isn't about saying, oh, I'm a stance one person, not a stance two person. We could all take a different stance to our goals. This is about recognizing, oh, hang on, I'm falling into a stance that isn't serving me right now. So maybe I should shift to a different stance. That's what this is all about. Now, there are three different stances that we can take when we try and achieve any goal in our careers, in our business, or in our lives. Now, these three stances are the sheep, the mosquito, and the rocket. Yes, you heard me correctly, ladies and gentlemen. I am talking about the stance of the sheep, the mosquito, and the rocket. Now, I'm going to explain each of these one by one. Bear with me. No, I have not lost my mind. As I go through these, you will start to recognize yourself and your behavior. So let's start off with the stance of the sheep. Now, when we take a sheep stance towards our goals, this means we keep going round and round in circles. Just imagine a sheep walking round in circles slowly in a field, always doing the same thing, always repeating the past mistakes. That's what happens when we take a sheep stance. We just move in circles, always doing the same thing again and again, whether it served us or not. When we're taking a sheep stance, we believe that success is about having the right information. And we also believe that's always information that we're missing. We don't see, when we are attacking goals like a sheep, what is causing us to seek is causing us to fail. We don't see that knowing what to do and implementing that information are two different things. Now, this is why it's so frustrating when we attack our goals like a sheep would, because we know that we're smart. We know that we're extremely competent, but we sabotage ourselves because we're always looking for that last piece of sacred information before we take action. Now, I used to feel like this all the time. I would always say to myself, I need to read that book before I can take any action, or I need to go to that seminar, or I just need to get that business coach. And when I was making that purchasing decision, when I was signing up for the book, or even when I was downloading a podcast, I would have this internal narrative of, I hope this is the one. I hope this is the missing piece of the puzzle. I didn't see that knowing a lot about something and not using this information had the same level of effectiveness as being ignorant. Now, I'm going to say that again because it is a really important point. When we take a sheep stance to achieving our goals, we don't see that knowing a lot about something and not using that information has the same level of effectiveness as being ignorant. And that's what happens when we're a sheep. We go round and round in circles, always waiting for that final piece of the puzzle, always looking for that missing piece of information before we can take action. But here's the thing. Sheep aren't actually missing information. Sheep are missing transformation. So if we're approaching our goals like a sheep, we have to understand it isn't about that last piece of the puzzle. This is about just moving forward and starting to take that imperfect action towards our transformation. Quick pause to tell you something that I am so excited about. I have launched the Professional Superheroes Mastermind Group. This is where professionals work directly with me to develop the knowledge, habits, and mindset to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. There is nothing like this on the planet. It is mind-blowing how much fun this is and just how big a shift people are experiencing. We turn you into the professional superhero that you were always meant to be. If you want more information and to join, then drop me an email at hello@freddiembennett.com. That's hello@FREDDIEM for mindset, BENNETT.com. I can't wait to see you in there. Now, let's get back to the episode. So next up is the mosquito. Now, mosquitoes like to fly around in different directions. They'll land on something, suck up loads of energy, and then fly off in a totally different direction until they feel drained. Then they'll land again, suck up some more energy, and fly off in a totally different direction. So how does this materialize? Usually, when we're taking a mosquito stance towards our goals, then we'll get inspired. We'll get inspired by a book or a training session or a colleague or a podcast, and we'll think to ourselves, this is it. I'm going to focus on this thing now. AI is a key one. I hear people talking about AI. We're going to focus the business on AI now. How exciting. And then we fly off in that new direction for a while. And then we hit a roadblock, or we run out of energy, or someone says no to us, or we encounter a failure, and then we get deflated. Oh, then we crash down again. We've got no energy. We feel like a failure. Then eventually we pick ourselves up. We suck up some more energy, get some more inspiration from somewhere else, and then we shoot off in a totally different direction. So when we are approaching our goals with the stance of a mosquito, that means we're riding waves of motivation. We get excited by a new idea, a new project. We shoot off in that direction. But then when challenges arise, that's when old beliefs kick in. That's when this victim mindset comes back into our mind. So that's when we say to ourselves, oh, this was a bad idea. I knew I couldn't do it. I knew I wouldn't be any good at this. I knew this was going to be too hard. People told me this wouldn't work. They must be right. All of this internal victim narrative comes into our mind. We crash down again. We feel down. We feel depressed. We feel like a failure. And then all of a sudden, we suck up a bit more energy, pick ourselves up again. Oh no, I found the answer. Now it's going to be in this direction. Mosquitoes are always just zigzagging backwards and forwards in between goals. Mosquitoes really feed off that startup energy. But then when they hit a roadblock, they get swatted, they stop, and then have to be restarted again. When we approach our goals with a mosquito stance, we rarely complete anything over the long term. So nothing gets completed to its fullest extent. We get excited, get start up, suck up all that energy, fly off in one direction, hit a problem, drop down again, something else excites us, suck up the energy, fly off in the other direction, always flying around. Now, mosquitoes, let's face it, do experience some success because that startup energy is a powerful thing. But they'll spend a lot of time in the ditches as well. I see this in podcasting all the time. Funnily enough, my clients say to me, hey, Freddie, we're excited about a podcast. We're going to start a podcast. Let's go. Lots of energy, lots of exciting. They start recording podcasts and then they find something difficult happens. They encounter some problem. They fall down again. Oh, maybe podcasting isn't for me after all. Oh, writing a book. Maybe I'm going to write a book. Let's go and do that now. And then they'll go off on the book writing. And then they'll hit a problem. Oh, book writing's hard. Maybe I'm not cut out to be a writer. Then they'll sit there for it. Oh, I know. Webinars. Let's start doing a webinar series. And they'll fly off in the webinar direction. Always burning this startup energy, but never completing things. Now let's move on to the rocket, the third and final stance of the rocket. When we take a rocket stance towards our goals, then we're taking the most direct path from now to our objective in the future. Think of a rocket. A rocket launches and it flies in a straight direction towards where it wants to go. When we're taking the rocket stance, we're taking all necessary actions we need to take until the goal is realized. We don't waste time on feeling. We don't waste time on trying to believe in ourselves. When we're moving like a rocket, we're just moving forwards. Again, think about a rocket. A rocket isn't the case of, oh, I've launched now, but am I going in the right direction or not? No, a rocket will just fly in the shortest distance possible towards its destination. So when we're taking a rocket stance towards our goals, we just need to grasp and apply tools. We don't need to read 100 books. We don't need to listen to 100 podcasts. We say, right, what do I need to do to start moving forwards? Okay, I'm going to grasp and apply this concept and I'm going to start using it. I'm going to start taking action. We see all this knowledge, all this information, all these tools, just as tools that we can use. We don't need to believe in them. You don't need to believe in a bloody hammer before you start using it. The same applies to all the knowledge and concepts in the business world. You just need to start using it and you will figure out more and learn more on the journey. When we're taking a rocket stance, we are committed to functioning on a higher level of awareness. So we're thinking to ourselves when we're trying to achieve a goal, hang on, am I being a bit of a sheep when it comes to this? Or am I being a mosquito right now? We can ask ourselves the question, is this action getting me any closer to that goal I want to achieve? And if it isn't, then we leave it behind. We leave it on Earth because we're moving in this direction into orbit. When we're taking a rocket stance, we refuse to be addicted to a very addictive substance, and that substance is called hopium. When we're addicted to hopium, we're just kind of hoping that everything works out okay. I hope I achieve my goals. I hope that client meeting goes well. I hope this works out for me. Hopium's a horrible thing to be addicted to. When we're taking a rocket stance, we're neutral. There's no bad news. There's no bad luck. There's no bad days. We are just committed to taking the actions we need to take. We're simply committed to doing what is required. We don't think, do I feel like doing this or not today? We see this a lot with client communications. There's no, do I feel like calling this client today? Do I feel like doing this? No, I don't feel like it. I'll leave it till Monday. When we're taking a rocket stance, we just take the action we need to take, whether we feel like taking it or not. When we are being like a rocket, we don't tolerate disempowered stances. We don't tolerate thinking like a sheep or a mosquito. We just think to ourselves, am I living towards my goals? Am I just focused on knowledge and understanding, or am I focused on action? When we are operating like a rocket, we are not bogged down or stuck by concerns or fears or lack of courage or being too busy. We just take action. So those were the three stances for you. I encourage you to put this into practice. Again, take the rocket stance and put this into practice immediately. Think to yourself, with the goals you want to achieve right now, am I approaching this goal like a sheep? Am I just going round in circles waiting for that final piece of the puzzle? Am I approaching this goal like a mosquito? Am I getting all excited and flying off in one direction, but then crashing down as soon as I hit a roadblock or things get boring? Or am I approaching this goal like a rocket? Am I moving in the straightest line possible, simply doing the actions that I need to take, whether I feel like doing it or not? Remember, this isn't about trust. It's not about self-belief. This is about just doing the action that you need to take to get the job done. And then, funnily enough, once you get the job done, once you achieve the goal, that is when the self-belief, the confidence, and the trust appears. All these rewards are coming to you, but they do not arrive until after you achieve the goal and not before. So that was the summary of rocket ship leadership. That's what we do in Professional Superheroes. This is all about giving you the knowledge, the mindset, and the habits to get unstuck and achieve those amazing superhero goals that you are capable of achieving. Thank you for listening to another show-stopping episode of Make It Count. I would love it if you could give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and share this podcast with the world. I am on a mission to get professionals unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. You can join our free Make It Count community. Click the link in the show notes, and you can also follow all of my adventures on Instagram at the Freddie Bennett. Well, for now, we made it count once again. I've been Freddie Bennett. You have been amazing, and I will see you on the other side.